One thing that I've learned over the years is that so much of what we think others are thinking of us, and so much of the judgment and the opinions that we are worried about, they're stories that we've created in our head. And like, the thing is, people don't care that much about what you're doing or what you look like.
Welcome to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I am the Queen of Pep Talks, Jessica Battle, founder of the Join Jessica XO social platform, weight loss influencer, recovered binge eater, motivational speaker, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. I am obsessed with helping women create the unwavering ability to believe in themselves in order to achieve a life beyond their wildest dreams. Each week, I'll bring you a pep talk that will encourage you to break through your own limiting beliefs and help you develop the mindset that will allow you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. If you're looking to lose your own bullshit excuses, get out of your own way, and grow into your infinite potential, then you're in the right place. Are you with me? Let's get started.
Hello, good morning. Welcome back to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. Thank you for being here. This is episode 15. Oh my God. I'm so excited that we are progressing with the episodes. I actually am considering bringing guests on the episode, bringing guests on the podcast soon, other people who can motivate you and inspire you with their stories. Do me a favor, and if you want guests on the podcast, let me know. If you prefer the solo episodes of just me talking and giving you little pep talks, let me know. This is for you, and I want to know what you want to hear, because really, this is for you. I enjoy sitting alone in my office and just talking at the microphone. I feel like I'm talking to you, but if you want guests on the podcast so you can hear other stories and be, you know, motivated and inspired by other people who I feel have an incredible message to share as well, do me a favor and please let me know so that I can start working on that as we get deeper into the podcast. Today, I'm going to be briefly talking about one of the most requested topics ever. Like, I got more questions about this topic and more requests to talk about this topic over the last 2 years than probably anything. And I'm still considering putting together a blog entry. I don't blog, but I think it would be nice for people to have somewhere to go that they could read about this story. But I thought in the meantime, it would be great to just do a podcast episode on it, and I can talk about my experience with loose skin and my tummy tuck. Honestly, just to preface this episode, the only regret that I have is that I didn't do it sooner. And that's long story short, but I will get into talking about how I handled loose skin and how loose skin made me feel and what ultimately led me to the decision of having a tummy tuck, who my surgeon was, what I would recommend, yada, 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 all the things that I think will help you in your journey. Because look, like, one of the things that women come to me most with, or one of the comments that I get most, is that people are scared to lose weight because of the fear of loose skin. And I'll start by saying that I just think that's ridiculous. And I mean that in the kindest way. Like, I'm not trying to shame you or make you feel bad if loose skin is a legitimate fear of yours. But I want you to really sit with yourself and consider, like, is having loose skin really worse than living an unhealthy lifestyle for the next, like, I have a hard time comprehending how you would rather stay incredibly unhealthy in your habits. I'm not even talking about your weight. Like, I'm not even talking about your body. I'm just talking about in your day-to-day habits. If you are extremely overweight, it is likely because your day-to-day habits are not that healthy. You're most likely overeating. You're most likely living a sedentary lifestyle. Those two things are not healthy. And if you instead created habits that were healthy, where you found a form of movement that you loved and you started eating healthier and eating to your body's satisfaction without overeating or emotional eating or binge eating or whatever it is that you're currently doing, it's likely that weight loss would result. So I'm not even talking about you like going on an extremely restrictive diet and over-exercising to achieve extreme weight loss. That's not even what I'm talking about. While a lot of you will probably still do that, even though, hi, that's not what I encourage. Just having been there, I know that it's not what works for sustainable weight loss. But at the end of the day, like, hey, sis, you're going to do you. And if you decide to go on a diet and you're tracking your calories and you're really killing it at the gym and you're losing weight, it's likely those habits are probably, I hope, healthier and they stay healthier without you sliding down that slippery slope that dieting can be. But you're going to lose weight and it's through being a healthier you. And I just can't understand how having loose skin would somehow be worse than you potentially coming to an early death. Like, ultimately, if you're not that that's guaranteed, but like, hey, like, it's, I don't know. I personally can't understand it. And I think that stop being so vain. Well, yes, I get it. Like, we all have, I don't so much anymore, desires to change our bodies when it comes to our physical health. Of course, like, a portion of it is our appearance being wrapped up into it. I get that. But like, just understand that ultimately at the end of the day, your health matters so much more than the physical shell that carries you through the world. So at the end of the day, if you lose 50 or 100 or 150 or however many pounds that you want to lose, if you lose that weight and you have loose skin, understand that one, there is an option for you. Like, loose skin removal is an option. While yes, it's expensive and it may not be for everybody and you may have other fears and limiting beliefs surrounding that, first things first, take care of your health and stop worrying about something that you aren't dealing with right now. Like, if you're 250 pounds and you have a desire to lose 75 or 100 pounds and you're not starting because of your fear of loose skin, like, you're worrying about something that it's not even real in your world right now. Like, the loose skin isn't a problem for you right now. You're just giving yourself an excuse to not show up. Like, oh, hey, I'm scared of this thing that may or may not even be a reality in, I don't know, a year or 2 years. Like, it's honestly, I just look at it as another excuse to hold yourself back from doing the things that you say you want to do and from accomplishing the goals that you have for yourself. Because at the end of the day, like, it's skin and you'll be healthier and there are options for removal. But for me personally, loose skin wasn't even, when I got started on my journey, God, like, I'm just going to talk about the second time here after I lost the first 100 pounds and I gained it all back. And then I started working on losing the weight a second time, because the first time it happened and then it unhappened, unfortunately. But when I really started working on myself and in a little bit healthier of a fashion, and we all know, if you've listened to the episodes, that I've had, oh, trillions of ups and downs along the way, but loose skin for me wasn't something that I really worried about. Primarily, I think, because I started losing weight the second time when I was like 24-ish, I think. So we're talking almost 10 years ago. So while there was social media, it wasn't what it is now, right? So there weren't huge weight loss accounts. There wasn't, like, everywhere you turn, the next Fitspo to look at or the next fitness model to admire or the next person who's had a 300 pound transformation. There wasn't all of these people surrounding me on the online space showing me what was potentially going to happen to my body. So I don't know if it was because I was kind of young and naive or just because I hadn't known anybody who had dramatic weight loss like that in real life, that loose skin was not even a thought on my mind. Like, I'm telling you, when I started my journey, and I've been completely open about this, like, yes, there were reasons surrounding my health that I wanted to, which I've talked briefly about. My dad has had multiple heart problems. He actually, this week, he just turned 76 and he's having another heart surgery this week. He has had heart problems for as long as I can remember. And that was something that motivated me, because it scared me, because in my early 20s, I didn't want to see myself coming to, you know, 40 or 50 years old and being Lord knows how overweight because my habits were so insanely unhealthy that then I'm suffering from all of these health issues that could have been avoided if I would have just started taking care of myself. But one of the main reasons that I wanted to lose weight was because I wanted to be quote unquote skinny. So when I tell you, like, please don't be so vain, like, I get where you are right now and I understand your desires. Like, I truly, truly do. But I also know that having that be your primary desire long term isn't something that will allow you to achieve and maintain and feel good along the way. Just because it's very superficial and it's not going to keep you going. But I forget where I was going with that thought. Yes. Okay. So yeah. Oh, I remember now. So when I got started, one of my primary desires was to be skinny. And I swear to you, like, in my head, when I pictured myself, like, mind you, I'm 280 pounds. And when I picture myself, I'm like perfect. Like, in my head, I just look like perfect. I'm like small and thin. And like, it was my ideal of perfect. And my body was flawless. And I don't know, like, what made me think that I was just going to look like that. But I truly did. I believed, like, I would lose this weight. And when I got quote unquote there, like I always say, like, I would be so incredibly happy and my body would be amazing and everything would just, life would be euphoric. And I've talked a lot about how that just wasn't the reality. And then when I realized as I got lower and lower on the scale, like, oh, like, this is a thing, like, my stomach isn't tight to my body. And like, my arms are, they're still an insecurity of mine because I still have a lot of loose skin on them. Like, fortunately, my lower body, I don't really have any loose skin, but my arms, definitely. My stomach was definitely, in the show notes of this episode, I'll link a couple of Instagram posts that will show you before and afters of my stomach if you're new to following this journey, because I did document my entire tummy tuck journey on my Instagram page. So if you're interested, scroll back through a lot of my pictures. You'll see a lot of before pictures. You'll see immediately after surgery. You'll see pictures of the binders that I was wearing. I talked a lot about, as much as I could, openly, comfortably, without fear of, you know, offending or showing incredibly graphic photos. But yeah, I just thought that I was going to look perfect. I was so naive. And that didn't happen. I did end up with loose skin. But for me, I think that I was still able to have a lot of confidence in my body. And I still wore bikinis. And I wouldn't say that I didn't care. But one thing that I've learned over the years is that so much of what we think others are thinking of us and so much of the judgment and the opinions that we are worried about, they're stories that we've created in our head. And like, the thing is, people don't care that much about what you're doing or what you look like. And I think that we at times feel so insecure and we at times judge ourselves so much and judge others so much based on our own insecurities that we then think that in return we're being judged and that we're constantly being looked at like, ew, what's wrong with that girl? Ew, why does she look like that? And I think that it's really just stories that we've created in our head. Now, I could be right and I could be wrong, but hey, I'm going to ride that out because that's what I've told myself that has really helped me even now continue to exude confidence and just feel comfortable in who I am. Because the thing is, like, other people's opinions of me, what do they mean to me? If I know you and you're close to me and you have an opinion of me, then our relationship is close enough that you can come to me and you can share that with me. If I don't know you and I don't care about you and you have an opinion of me, why the fuck do I care? Like, no offense. Like, obviously I'm not trying to offend people in life and I'm not trying to hurt other people in life. But like, if you just have a general opinion of me, and especially if it's around my body, like, no offense, but like, who are you to judge me and who are you to decide what is okay for me to look like? And the reality is, like, I had that loose skin because I worked so damn hard to get there. So people on the outside who don't know you, I just would always think, like, if somebody's judging me, they don't know what happened to me, what I've been through, what path I've walked to get where I am today. And if they could only have seen me, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, 100 pounds heavier, I guarantee they would be like, damn, girl, you did amazing. Do you know what I mean? So like, for me, it was always something that like I felt prideful in. Like I was proud that I had accomplished what I did, and I didn't really feel bad about myself. I felt comfortable in my skin. And if you scroll back through my social media years before I decided to have my tummy tuck, I would proudly post photos of my lower tummy. And I think it's important that normal bodies are normalized. And I feel like I did that, and I accepted me, and I encouraged other women to accept themselves. And at one point in time, I even said, like, I'm not going to get a tummy tuck because I felt so strongly about normal bodies being okay. But the thing is, like, you're allowed to change your mind, and I was allowed to change my mind. And ultimately, I considered getting a tummy tuck for over a year and a half, at least. Dr. Michaels was my surgeon, and he's in the like Metro DC area. His office is in North Bethesda, Maryland. And he had been following me and supporting me on social media. He's just one of the nicest human beings that you will ever meet in life. He had been supporting me on social media, just kind of cheering me on. And I saw another girl that I followed had a tummy tuck done by him, and she looked incredible. So I reached out to him by DM, and I just sent him some pictures of my stomach, and I said, like, hey, what, like, are your honest thoughts on this? And he was like, honestly, losing more weight isn't going to change that. The only thing that will change that is a tummy tuck. And so I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I opted against it. I had a husband that loved me very, very much. I felt comfortable in my body. At that point in time, I was just like, you know, like, now's not the time. And if I change my mind, then fine. But at the time, I felt good. And while it was something that I thought I wanted, like, I wanted to be sure, because it's a big deal to have major surgery. And it is ultimately putting, you know, a lot on the line, not only financially, but you're putting, you know, your trust into somebody else to take care of you physically through surgery. And, you know, hoping for the best outcome, and, you know, hoping that things look good when they're done. And so I thought about it for a long time, and I continued to go about my daily life, like continue to maintain my weight loss, because that was also something that was really important to me. I wanted to make sure that I was in a place where I was able to maintain what I had achieved, because one of the like worst things for me would have been to spend all of this money on a tummy tuck and then just turn around and gain the entire 100 pounds back. And given my track record, that wasn't something that was like unfathomable. I had done it once before. So I continued to maintain my weight loss for probably another year. And then I don't know what made me make the decision to reach back out to Dr. Michaels, but I reached out to him again, and we ended up talking on the phone, and he was so incredibly nice. So he was like, you know, it's a free consultation, like, come down, we can talk about it, talk about the options, and if you feel comfortable, we move forward. If we don't, then there's no obligation, you don't have to. So I did that. I made an appointment with him, and I went down and I met with him, and he honestly, again, I just cannot say enough times, like, he is the best, and he made me feel so comfortable and so confident in what he could do to bring my journey full circle for me. Like, I was at the point where I pretty much felt like I was done losing weight, because this was around the time that I really wanted to start working on healing my relationship with food. I had really started working on my mindset, and I was really working on finding intuitive eating and letting go of binge eating around this time. And I wanted to just kind of bring my journey full circle. Like, I wanted to feel like, okay, this is it. And the weight loss part of my life, it's done, it's behind me, and I'm moving forward into the next chapter of my life. And honestly, I hope I don't start crying, because I just got my lash extensions and they're not allowed to get wet yet, but he truly changed my life. Like, he did. And he brought my journey full circle. And I feel like that was the end of a chapter for me. Like, that was the end of a chapter, and I was able to move forward. And I'm so grateful for him and his entire office and what they've done for me in my life. And I just can't say it enough. The only thing that I wish is that I would have done it sooner. The tummy tuck experience itself, I will give you guys a little bit of advice around that. So the first thing I can say in picking your surgeon, like, do your research. Make sure that you're looking at a lot of their patients, like a lot of their patients. And one of the things that you want to look at is your doctor's patients' belly buttons, because ultimately, like, your scar is going to be hidden. Not that the scar is not important, but most of the time, like, if you're in a bathing suit or if you're wearing a crop top, nobody's really going to see your scar, but what they will see is your belly button. So you want to make sure that your surgeon makes a bomb ass belly button, and Dr. Michaels does. He is phenomenal, and that was one of the reasons that I chose him. His belly buttons are so natural looking, and that really helps just not be like a complete no-brainer that somebody has had plastic surgery. So be really careful in picking your surgeon. If you can, talk to, especially in the world of social media now, a lot of surgeons have Instagram pages. So look at their tagged photos, reach out to some of their patients through DM and just say, hey, like, I'm considering going to your surgeon. Can you tell me how your experience was? And a lot of people, I did that for so many people who reached out to me, who have decided since to go to Dr. Michaels. And I still have women reaching out to me saying, like, hey, I'm going to go see Dr. Michaels, and I would love to know what your experience was like. How was he as a surgeon? I'm happy to answer any questions. So that's first. Make sure that you're picking a surgeon that is reputable. And then prepare yourself for what the reality of the surgery that you're having is going to look like. A lot of times weight loss patients will have more than just a tummy tuck. So maybe I also had a breast lift with a fat transfer. I opted against breast implants just because of the reality of breast implant illness. It was something that I've been aware of for quite some time. My stepmom actually had issues with breast implants, and I've known a number of women who have had breast implants and then since have had to have them removed due to breast implant illness. So, and a big chest wasn't something that I always desired. I'm more of like a juicy booty type of girl, if we're being real. Like, I never had a craving or a desire for a large chest. So I was completely comfortable with a lift and a fat transfer. So what that means was he liposuctioned when he did my tummy tuck. He liposuctioned my flanks, and he took, the flanks are like the back part of your sides, and he took fat from there and implanted it into my own boob. And I think he also like folds some of the skin from the lift underneath to give you even a little bit more volume. So it's a very natural look. You're not going to have like a push-up bra look without a bra on, but for me it was perfect. But a lot of times weight loss patients will have multiple surgeries. Arms is another really popular one. So just prepare yourself. There's a website that I absolutely loved. It's called realself.com, and I will put that in the show notes of this episode so you can go on there. If you're contemplating any type of surgery, even things such as fillers or Botox and things like that, you can go onto this site and you can literally search not only the procedure itself, but in your area, and look at specific doctors' results with their patients, and you can read actual patient testimonials, not like from their website, but like people come on and it's like a blog and they share their stories and they share their entire journey. So you can read like from days before somebody's tummy tuck, they'll start documenting like what they bought to prepare and like what kind of foods they're going to be eating and things like that. And then day of surgery, they'll get on and they'll blog about, oh, today's the morning of my surgery. And then a couple days after, they'll be back and they'll say, hey, I'm dealing with constipation and stiff back or whatever. It's really, really neat. And I spent hours on that site reading people's stories and trying to understand what I could expect for myself, and understanding that everybody is different, and especially when it comes to major surgery and things like that, everybody heals differently. But ultimately, I started freaking myself out a little bit towards, as I got closer to my surgery date. I was getting really nervous about what to expect, and going under anesthesia is something that's scary, and those jitters are normal. So if you are preparing for a tummy tuck or you have a surgery date scheduled and you're starting to feel nervous, understand that I think that's completely normal part of the process. Like, it's a major decision in your life, and you're never going to look the same. Like, your body is going to be physically changed forever. And I get that there's fear in that. And it's like, oh, what is it going to look like? Am I going to love it? Just relax and take a deep breath. And if you've picked a surgeon that you trust in, I truly believe that everything will be okay for you. My experience ultimately ended up being far smoother than I could have imagined. I live in Claymont, Delaware, and my surgeon, the hospital that he operates out of is in Washington, D.C. So we drove down the morning of, my husband drove me. I had my surgery. I think I was in the surgery room for like 8 or 10 hours. I then went to the recovery room for about 2 hours, and my husband drove me home. And we had to get out and stop twice along the way home. It was about a 2.5 hour drive. We had to stop twice coming home. I had to get up and walk around the car. And at that point, I was high as shit on pain pills. So like, I remember the entire experience. The physical pain at that point was none. And we got home, and I had to climb, I think, like 3 flights of stairs in my apartment to get to our level. And I was totally fine doing that. The pain, I would say, for me personally, and this came through talking to a lot of people who had had surgery prior to me, as long as you stay on top of your pain pills, it's going to be okay. Just don't wait until you're in extreme pain to then take pain medication, because then it's really hard to get the pain to subside. But if you take the pain medication prior to feeling the pain on schedule the way you're supposed to, you should be good to go. By day 4 or 5, I was off of the pain medication and just using like ibuprofen. The biggest complaint that I had was lower back pain from not being able to stand up completely straight. Your lower back does get really, really tight. I took 2 weeks off of work, which honestly, because I have a desk job, I probably could have gone back a little bit sooner. But at the time I was commuting, so I had an hour drive to work and about an hour and a half drive home from work. So that was my main concern, being in the car, sitting in one position for that long without the ability to stand up and kind of stretch my body out. But ultimately, everything ended up being really, really great. I was cleared around 5 weeks to get back into working out. And that was probably one of the more difficult things for me, because I considered myself to be really physically fit. Like prior to my surgery, I had been working out for years consistently. Getting back into working out was really, really difficult. And your body feels weak and it's really hard to do certain movements. But the thing is, muscle memory is incredible and your body will get back into it like nothing ever happened. Just be patient with yourself. And I think that that's something that is incredibly important to have on so many levels of this journey, like in so many when you're starting and you're losing weight. And if you decide to have surgery, being patient is incredibly important, because understanding that things take time and it's okay to give yourself some grace and really allow yourself the time that you need to recover from certain situations and get through certain situations. But I'm overall, so it's been 2.5 years since I've had my surgery, and I've continued to maintain my weight loss. I no longer have any desire to lose weight, and I do feel that having my tummy tuck has helped with that a lot. Like I said, I really feel like it brought my journey full circle. Like, I feel like it was the end of that chapter for me, and it allowed me to move forward into the next part of my life. And after my surgery, I really continued to work on developing my mindset and working on healing my relationship with food and finally overcoming binge eating. And yeah, I just am super grateful that I went ahead and made that decision. And it's not for everybody. And don't get me wrong, like, I think at the time that I made the decision, I think especially sharing myself so openly on social media, there was probably some judgment from people who were like, oh, you shouldn't do this. Like, you're fine the way you are. And that's all well and good. But again, that brings me back to people's opinions of me. That's not how I live my life, because ultimately I need to, and this is like in every area of my life, like I need to wake up in the morning making the decisions. Like, I need to know that I'm doing the things that make me feel good. And when I wake up every day, I feel good because of the decisions that I'm making in my life. And if you're not living my life and you're not walking in my shoes and you're not the one who has to live with me 24/7 like I do, then your opinion of me really just, I can't be bothered by it. And that doesn't mean that I don't respect other people, like I do. And If you have a valid opinion or concern, of course I'm willing to listen. But at the end of the day, if you're just being judgmental and mean, then that opinion doesn't mean anything to me. And I hope that you can, no matter where you are in your journey right now, carry that with you too and remember that people who are judging you and people who are being nasty, they don't matter. What matters most is that you feel good about you. So protect your energy and do the things in your life that feel good for you and make the decisions in life that feel good for you and stop worrying so much about what other people think of you. Because at the end of the day, there is nothing you can do to change how they treat you or what their opinions are. The only thing you can do is be so authentically you that it doesn't matter. That it just doesn't matter. So I think I'm going to leave this episode there with that. I hope that you enjoyed me talking about my tummy tuck experience. If you have other specific questions, as always, feel free to reach out to me. And I know a lot of you are going to be like, but hey, Jessica, you didn't cover one thing and it was the most important thing. How much did it cost? Like, that is the question that I get asked the most. How much did it cost? And in my opinion, that's kind of a rude question, like just a little bit, but I will tell you that you can find that information on realself.com for surgeons in your area. They will give you a ballpark of what it will cost you to have the surgeries that you're looking to have. And another recommendation, most surgeons do free consultations. So reach out, and it all depends on what your body needs, and only a surgeon can tell you that. So reach out to a surgeon, even if it's just on the internet, send him a DM of your pictures of your body, and he can probably give you a quote online for free 99, okay? I love you guys. I hope you have an incredible day, and I'll talk to you on the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you were inspired by today's pep talk, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so I can keep the inspiration coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, head over to JoinJessicaXO on Instagram for even more content that will inspire you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. I love you so, so much and cannot wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, live today with a grateful heart and remember, you're not only worthy, but incredibly capable of creating the life you desire.